Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This hour, we're talking mixed martial arts. Straight up. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio ring, having defended that title after better than 32 years. Straight up today, we're talking John Jones. That's right, the defrocked former light heavyweight champion of the world. Pound for pound, the best fighter in mixed martial arts in the minds of many. But guess what? He's only had one fight now in almost 2 years. John Jones, of course, going to be suspended for drugs. But he talks about his drug problems with Mr. Joe Rogan today on today's show. We'll also hear from the mouth that roared. That's right, part two of Conor McGregor. Conor, of course, the MMA fighters, UFC lightweight champion, defeated Eddie Alvarez a fortnight ago, knocked him out, of course, knocked out Jose Aldo for the featherweight belt. But now he's talking about transforming over to the world of boxing. Of course, got that boxing license in California and wants who else? Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather, Conor McGregor, that'd be one hell of a match, no doubt about that. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, talk about the upcoming UFC events. Straight up, Anthony Pettis taking on Max Holloway. Of course, they are duking it out for a version of the UFC featherweight title, 145 pounds, even though Jose Aldo's a real champion. Or is he? He got knocked out by Conor in 12 seconds. Now, Conor gave up the belt. Of course, Conor says he's still the two-division champion, but the UFC says different. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and hey, all the troops out there, AFN Radio.
Holiday decorating is in full swing by now for many of you. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about making sure you keep your home safe while you make it festive right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
It's that time of the year when everyone enjoys the glow of candlelight. Candles are a great way to decorate for the holidays, but every year they're responsible for as many as 8,000 house fires, resulting in 10,000 injuries, 1,000 deaths, and more than $1 billion in damage. The good news is that they can be prevented. Many fires start because candles fall over, so be sure they fit properly in the candle holder base and use candle holders that won't burn if the flame gets too low. Remember to trim the wicks to 1/4 inch before lighting and stop burning a candle if the flame gets higher than 1.5 inches. Be sure to keep candles away from flammable materials like curtains, and finally, don't forget to extinguish them before leaving home or retiring for the night. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for under undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I love this tune, Down to the Nightclub. If you got the dough, the liquor will flow. Yeah, truer words have never been spoken. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. Wow, Bellator 167 going down Friday night. You know, and Bellator is stepping up their act. They really are. I mean, I think the matches are getting better. The fact that Spike TV is like showing them more often. Of course, they can't go year round yet. They don't have that kind of roster. In fact, we've had Scott Coker, the man that runs Bellator MMA, on the show in the past. And he's talked about how the intent is not to do a year round program. The intent is probably do about 35 shows a year, which is sort of cool. That means, you know, not a show every week, but at least every couple of weeks, every 10 days. So the bottom line is Bellator is improving their act. Of course, they're coming back, what is it, January the 19th at the LA Forum. That's going to be a smoker, man. Chael Sonnen and Tito Ortiz, talk about just bad blood. Just two guys just don't like each other, no respect for one each other, no respect for anybody outside of each other. I mean, outside of themselves, they really don't. Chael's never been a guy that's heaped praise on anybody else. Of course, he's always knocking people. He tried to knock me when I had him on the show here. I wanted to choke him, but he wasn't here. He was in the studio somewhere, I think in Houston, Texas. But, you know, Tito Ortiz, the people's champion, the former USC light heavyweight title holder. He was the standard bearer, the flag bearer of the USC there for a while. Of course, back at USC 33, that was the first pay-per-view event in which the Zuffa Sports, of course, the former owners of the USC, talk about Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta, and 13% was owned by the Dubai government, but 10% was owned by Mr. Dana White. Now, Dana White, of course, and those people sold their shares of the USC for $4.2 billion. I think they paid a couple of million bucks for it to start off with. So to go from a couple of million to $4.2 billion, that's going to be the greatest investment of all time. And give those guys props. We'll talk about Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta because they were $35 million in the hole. $35 million in the hole. And they were thinking about, you know, scrapping it. Maybe it's time to sell. Maybe we need to throw this. Maybe it's not going to happen. But they had money because they own the Palace and the Station casinos, which are our neighborhood casinos in Las Vegas. So that's the best way to put them, neighborhood casinos. But, you know, they put up their $35 million. They sat there. They bit the bullet. They really did. And, of course, Spike TV came along, and then MMA exploded. And, of course, now we have the UFC going as probably one of the most popular sports in the world, having sold for $4.2 billion. Remember this. The Barcelona soccer team, Manchester, UK, and I think there's one other team up there that's worth more than $4 billion, but not too many. $4.2 billion is what the UFC is worth. That makes them the highest paid franchise or anything like that in the entire world. But they're not really a franchise. They're an entire league. In other words, like the Barcelona and the Manchester football teams, the soccer teams, they're franchises. Well, this is an entire league. The UFC is an entire league. And I think their visions are to make this really go universal. And of course, there are already Ultimate Fighters in Pakistan and Ultimate Fighters in Australia and Ultimate Fighter shows here and there, but I think it will go everywhere. I think eventually this thing will be so big and around the world that the world of mixed martial arts, that people will stop and take notice. The entire world, maybe in 5 or 10 years from now, there'll be a fight that'll come on that the entire world will stop and take notice, much like the boxing world stopped and took notice when Muhammad Ali fought Joe Frazier back in the day. I mean, when the entire world stops and takes notice of an MMA event, that just might happen, and it'll happen before you know it. Now, Bellator 164, of course, came to you from Thackerville, Oklahoma. That's a hot spot, folks. Lots of chicks in that town, no doubt about that. The main event, Darian Caldwell, of course, and him and Joe Tomango went back and forth. I got to give, I got to give Joe a little bit of credit, but, you know, kind of say this, not the credit that he deserves, because the bottom line is he finished the fight with a rear naked choke, and there, you know, and he's really got to give him some props for that. But outside of that, I wasn't all that impressed with the card. I really wasn't. I mean, it went by really fast as far as TV is concerned. Of course, the MMA began on television. It starts at Spike on Spike.com, and of course, it moves on to Spike TV, and, you know, we're four fights on Spike TV, but. You know, I think Bellator's got to go back. They try to get some bigger names. They got to steal some name fighters. Got to steal some name fighters from the UFC. And right now, there are guys wanting to jump ship in the UFC because they're not getting the bonuses for their sponsorships and things like that they were getting before the Reebok deal. So there are guys unhappy in the UFC as I speak. So the time is right for Bellator to move on. Speaking of UFC, of course, last night, Saturday night, going to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, the UFC featherweight champion, take that back, flyweight champion. Good-looking fighter, no doubt about that. I mean, Demetrius Johnson, I mean, at the top of his game at 125, but unfortunately, at 125 pounds, there's nothing there that excites me. It just doesn't work for me. I mean, he was the unanimous winner last night, a workmanlike winner, won four rounds to one, was a dominant performance, no doubt about that, but I don't know. I'm not all that thrilled about it. Joseph Benavidez and Henry Caputo, that went to a split nod. Of course, that's a flyweight bout as well. These guys, I think Benavidez went with Demetrius Johnson previously, but it looks like he'll get another shot. And that's what I'm trying to say. They're regurgitating guys at 125. There's nobody really, anybody that can contend with Demetrius Johnson. Therefore, I guess his dominance makes him the guy I don't want to watch. I don't know. Jorge Masvidal defeated Jake Ellenberg with a TKO when Jake's toe got caught in the fence. Think about that. Your toe got caught in the fence. Now, that's why these guys should be fighting in rings. Plus, you know, it's more fan-friendly. I mean, the customer, the guy that buys a ringside seat doesn't have to look up at the TV screen because after about 10 minutes looking through that wire mesh, your eyes start to play tricks on you, so you end up looking up at the TV screen. I know. I go ringside these UFC events, and what am I doing? I'm looking up at the TV screen from the first and second row. Why? Because my neck hurts. No, because I have to, because that's what you're prone to do. In other words, you don't want to look through that wire mesh all night long. It just doesn't work as far as your eyes are concerned. Not my eyes, anyway. And last night, of course, this is toe getting caught in the cage. That's probably one of the most eeriest things I've ever heard in my life. Your toe gets caught in the cage, man. There's not a whole lot you can do. You're not moving around because your toe is caught in the cage. Now, man, the cage is a cyclone fence, okay? And your toe gets caught in one of those cyclone holes, and yikes, what can I say? Nothing's given. The fence ain't given, and your toe's not given, so you're in deep, deep trouble. Jake Ellenberger losing when the TKO last night in the first round, 4 minutes and 5 seconds in. Now, not too many other fighters on the card, but Sarah McCann is a women bantamweight, of course, a rated women's bantamweight. In fact, there's so many women's bantamweight fighters at 135 pounds. Of course, they were all stepping up to fight Ronda Rousey. That's a plentiful division, but they should put that together. Put together a 145-pound division for Chris Cyborg Santos. She's the most dominant fighter as far as world's mixed martial arts are concerned, probably male or female. And guess what? She can't get props because Dana White doesn't like her. The UFC really is not a big fan of hers. Anyway, Sarah McCann, winner last night over Alexis Davis. Gray Maynard lost on the card. Maybe time for Gray Maynard to go back. Gray Maynard dropped down to featherweight 145, but not enough. Ryan Hall beating him on a unanimous nod across the board. And Jamie Moyle took on Kaylin Currens, the unanimous winner across the board. That was women's strawweight bout. Of course, that's 115 pounds. Joanna Jay's the champion at 115. The UFC is going to be rocking and rolling. Of course, the end of the year upcoming, this upcoming UFC pay-per-view event, probably not my favorite pay-per-view event. Of course, it's a good fight on top in Holloway and Pettis. Of course, they're battling for the vacant or a portion of the 145-pound championship, but I don't know. You know, 145-pound title, that means Jose Aldo or Conor McGregor, and neither of those guys are involved. So Max Holloway and Anthony Pettis vying for the 145-pound title of the UFC, 140-pound being 45 pounds being featherweight. And, of course, Pettis, the former lightweight champion who lost to Rafael Dos Anjos, is a bit of a surprise to me. And, of course, Dos Anjos lost to Eddie Alvarez, and Eddie Alvarez gets lit up by Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, most dominant fighter in that weight class. Ever. Did I think I would say that a year ago? Did I think he was a clown a year ago? I did not think he was a clown a year ago. I did not think he was as good as he is. I'm talking about Conor McGregor. When he hits you, lights out. Donald Cerrone, the Cowboys on the card versus Matt Brown. Cub Swanson taking on Doohoo Choi. And Tim Kennedy's taking on Kelvin Gastelum. Does that sound like a pay-per-view event to you? I don't know. I really don't think so. Of course, the UFC is going to call this UFC 206. I really don't know if it should be on pay-per-view, but they're going to do live from the Air Canada Arena, Toronto, Ontario. That's December the 10th. Pay-per-view? Probably not. The upcoming UFC schedule, looking a whole lot better. Of course, UFC 207 is the one I'm really looking forward to, and not the main event, because the main event is going to probably be a retirement party. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey getting retired, of course, by the great, or the soon-to-be great, the woman you're going to give props to, Amanda Nunes, of course, the current women's world bantamweight champion. But on that same card, the fight that everybody's licking their chops for, I'm talking about Fabrice Verdum and Cain Velasquez battling it out. See who ex-champion, what ex-heavyweight champion battles for the heavyweight championship against Stipe Miocic in 2017. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So John Jones, Conor McGregor to come here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can join me on the toll-free, once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and AFN Radio out there for all the troops.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking to roll her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amazing!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I thought that I forgot, so that this is what what I saw. I guarantee you there's no problem. I know I'll survive and I evolve every
day. 25, make it 26 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Conor McGregor in hour number one talking about Floyd Mayweather. Him and Floyd Mayweather probably do some, that would probably be the biggest pay-per-view event of all time. But Mayweather, as like I said before, doesn't excite me. So McGregor is a guy that brings everything to the dance here. So I think he's probably going to get the short end of the money. No doubt about that. Anybody that does a deal with Floyd comes up short. But he'll make a lot of money if they do engage. Bottom line is, Conor is the hottest fighter in mixed martial arts right now. And he talks about being the lightweight champion here in an interview in Belfast, Northern Ireland last week.
He's up. He says he's up for anything tonight. Right, so I'm coming through the crowd tonight, and I do this rather reservedly, but a young lady handed me a piece of paper. She said, don't open that until you're on the stage. And when you get on the stage, would you read this out to Conor McGregor? I have no idea what's in it, but I know that you're prepared for anything. Hi, Conor. I know that as well as being an excellent fighter, you're a pretty hot plumber. Any chance, it says here, you could pop round to my house and fix a leak? P.S. I live just around the corner. Joanne, 24 and single. You started out life almost...
I can pop around and make a leak. Fix a leak.
Joanne, if you're out there, he's answered the question. He says he could pop around and make a leak. Look, That leads me on seamlessly to my next point, because obviously not only is this man creating history in the octagon, but he's just about to become a dad. So Joanne, park that thought, but some of the boys, Joanne, might help you out with the leak. Conor, I'd better ask you about becoming a dad, and there's a lot of speculation out there, especially on the internet, that you might take a break. You might take a break from it. A, how much are you looking forward to becoming a dad? Because I know you are very much a family man. And B, could you take a step back?
You know, I'm very excited about us. I'm scared, I'll tell you that now, but I'm excited. There's been so much going on. Like, the fight was only wrapped up, and then I've got a million people on the MMA side calling me out, saying this and saying that, in the welterweight division, in the lightweight division, in the featherweight division. Then I've got the UFC trying to strip me. Then this whole boxing thing. And then at the same time, I've got my family coming in May. So, look, I'm just trying to take it all in. Stay training. Stay training over the holidays, but have a good time. That's why I come here. I came here to have a good time with the Belfast people. Just to enjoy life. I've been working so hard for the past, man, I've been grinding my whole life, so I'm just going to keep training away and take every day as it comes. So I'm looking forward to the birth of my child. I don't know what else to say. It's going to be a special occasion for me, so I look forward to it.
The man, Conor McGregor, what can I say? When he speaks, everybody should listen, because he's the hottest fighter in mixed martial arts as I speak. Now, speaking of hot things, how about Chael Sonnen? I talked about him before. Of course, the guy that came within a whisker of beating Anderson Silva back in, was it 2008 in Oakland, California, in that middleweight title fight. Of course, he tested positive for steroids afterwards, had some steroid issues in a couple other fights after that. But, of course, he's slated to take on Tito Ortiz in January at a Bellator card at the Forum in Inglewood, California. But Chael Sonnen and Flow Sports present Submission Underground 2 live on flowgrappling.com that Sunday, December the 11th at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. A submission-only grappling event, SUG 2 brings the world's best grapplers and MMA artists together to determine the best submission fighters in the world. There are no ties, no draws. One person wins and one person loses. Now get this, the matches, according to the internet now, and this is Chael Sonnen's promotion, coming to you from the Southland Theater in Portland, Oregon. Wow, watch live on flowgrappling.com. Dan Henderson versus John Jones. That's what it says. John Jones versus Dan Henderson. Dan Henderson, a former Strikeforce champion, of course. John Jones. Dan Henderson just failed miserably, of course. Didn't feel that miserably, but lost to Michael Bisping for the middleweight title of the UFC about a fortnight ago. And John Jones is the guy that, of course, has all those drug issues. We'll hear about him in a little bit later in this show when he talks about how he tested positive for drugs. Pretty bizarre story. But on the same card, Jessica Guy taking on Misha Tate. Wait, didn't Misha Tate just retire last week? What's going on here? Misha Tate retired last week from mixed martial arts. Of course, mixed martial arts is in submission grappling is mixed martial arts in my book. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Okay, so Jessica Guy and Misha Tate, these chicks battling out at 135 in a grappling event for submission only. No ties, no draws. Somebody wins, somebody loses every event. Also on the card, former UFC fighter Jeff Monsoon taking on Ronnie Marks. So, you know, these guys, some of these guys can really fight. Rita Lynn Greenberg's taking on Kyra Batara. I guess obviously those are women, unless there's a guy named Rita and a guy named Kyra. But Sean, he's got a Russian last name, we'll let it go at that, taking on Joe Bays. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's like 20 fights on this card. 22 fights. And, you know, I mean, wow. If you can watch this free on flowgrappling.com, there's really some submission fights here. That's going to be pretty cool. Wouldn't that be sort of cool if you could watch something entertaining on the internet for free? Oh, you already do watch things for free on the internet that are entertaining, right? But you know what I'm talking about. In other words, not getting to watch something without a box jumping up in front of you or some guy coming up on the speaker going, you are stealing this signal, you are a criminal, and all that kind of good stuff on. And when you find out the site that you're at, it's a free site to begin with. Watch a lot of those sites. If you get sucked into some of these European sites, they'll ask you for money or ask you to sign up. When you don't have to sign up, you don't have to give money. Just sit there and watch. Black out the little boxes. They throw boxes up in front of the screen. So what you have to look for is the smallest X in the box. Sometimes there's two X's. Sometimes you hit an X and another box opens up. You learn how to shut down that box, shut down that page. But hit those little X's and eventually you get high-def video and audio on a lot of those channels. But back to this thing, the SUG 2. This is pretty cool. Have you ever seen a submission card before? The guys are just wrestling and see who gives it up. There's no striking involved. Okay, just wrestling and grappling. It's pretty cool. It's pure. It is pure. And, of course, Henderson and John Jones, that's the main event. Man, John Jones, of course, in the midst of that suspension now. Actually, has he been suspended officially? Is it official yet? I think he asked the week before the Athletic Commission one more time before they actually make it official. And then they're going to retroact it back to the date in which he fought. So in other words, we'll probably only get about 3 or 4 or 5 months, more months off. But at the end of the day, man, his clock is ticking. John Jones, the clock is ticking. I mean, he didn't look like the greatest fighter in the world when he came back and fought that last fight. Just didn't look like the John Jones of before. I mean, you know, he looked okay. Didn't look super like, you know, the best fighter in the world, pound for pound. I mean, at one point in time, John Jones was a killer. John Jones was thought to be a threat to the world heavyweight champion. He was. Especially when guys like smaller guys were heavyweight champion, but he was thought to be a threat. 6'4", 205 pounds, John Bones Jones, sweats down from about 220 or 225 to make 205 pounds, the light heavyweight limit. But right now, at light heavyweight, Daniel Cormier is a recognized champion. And why? Because John Jones got in a car accident and screwed up a couple years ago. John Jones can't keep his nose clean. For nothing as I speak. Open phone lines around the world as I try to clear my throat. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You know what's funny? Is that other people, when you get a cold and you do radio, colds affect you. I mean, your voice, your delivery, you want to cough, you want to choke, this and that. But when you go on the air, before you go on the air, you know, you're fainting, you're fine. No problem whatsoever. Then you go on the air and then things happen. So what can I say? My throat is giving me a bad time as I speak. UFC 207, of course, that's the card December the 30th from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Also on the card, Dominic Cruz, a very dominant bantamweight champion, no doubt about that. I mean, at bantamweight, he's never lost, I believe, as a champion. Had his title taken away when he was hurt, but he came back and he won that title again. Of course, he's dominant, taking on Cody Garbrandt. Of course, that's part of that card with Fabrice Newman, Cain Velasquez. Also on the card, former world bantamweight champion T.J. Dillashaw taking on John Lineker. John Lineker, a good fighter. T.J. Dillashaw, once a world champion, once the best fighter at 135, but he faded. Speaking of once the best fighter, once the best fighter, was he lightweight? The former lightweight champion, Johnny Hendricks from Canada. Was he from Canada? Take that back, Canada, from the U.S. here. taking on Neil Magri, the welterweight, 170-pound fight. And also on the same card, Mike Pyle, my guy from Men in Black 2. He's been on the show in the past, an actor. He's got one of the Screen Actors Guild cards, but he's taking on Alex Garcia. That's the welterweight contest. If Pyle were to lose that, I think it's time for Pyle to call it a day. Also on the same card, Luis Smolda doing his thing against Ray Borg. They're doing it at flyweights. Why do I mention flyweights? Because you say, I never mention flyweights. Demetrius Johnson's a champion. That's about it. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, open phone lines around the world. Upcoming, John Jones with Joe Rogan on why he tested positive for banned drugs. Why is he a fool? Listen, he's so full of spit here. Listen to this interview and you'll realize that John Jones is the most disingenuous guy in the entire planet. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thank God for station breaks. This is Sports Byline.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Spider, are you ready? And it's about to get serious. Slice quickly across. The Spider goes! Slice goes down! Slice in trouble! Oh my goodness! Slice gets pounded out! And they stop it! is what mixed martial arts is all about. If you have a dream, if you're willing to step into a cage and fight for your life, you can be anything you want. Kimbo Slice, battered, bruised, bloodied, Seth Petroselli, a young man from Fort Myers, Florida. His nickname is the Silverback. He came here tonight, found out that he would be the main event, and he has shot the entire world of mixed martial arts.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know me. You get in my way, I'll kill you.
So let's just talk about what happened. You tested positive for some estrogen inhibitors.
Yeah, estrogen blockers.
Estrogen blockers, yeah. That a lot of people associate with people who take steroids.
Right.
People take steroids, they want to restart their system, or if you want a testosterone boost, you take Clomid or Clomiphene, and these are standard drugs in the steroid user's world.
Yeah, this is all new for me.
Yeah.
Basically,
what did you take?
Spill.
Off-brand.
It wasn't actual Cialis, but it was described to me as being a Cialis, and so I thought it was a Cialis, and I just took it. So
why does a guy like you need Cialis?
I have a huge cock, Joe.
It's too big?
It's too big.
That's a good answer. You don't have the resources to get it normally? You were partying?
No, I wasn't even necessarily partying, no. I've taken, like, male enhancement before, and for people who haven't taken it, you literally, you know, you go from being like that to just, it puts the twist at the end of a punch.
Twist at the end of a punch.
You know what I mean? Right. It's a good time,
yeah.
You know? And
it's a good time. That's going to be a quote, John Jones. It's a good time. Now, what was this, like one of those gas station rhino pills? Yeah, one of those things?
No, I had a teammate basically tell me, hey, he was talking about how his girlfriend's a pharmacist and he's capable of getting all this stuff and all that type of stuff. And I was like, well, I don't do drugs or anything like that. And he's like, you ever take a Cialis? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I got a Cialis. And I was like.
But you said you don't do drugs or anything like that, but you had done drugs.
Well, yeah. But no, he was talking about all these painkillers and all this different shit.
Oh, so his other things on top, yeah.
That he has because his girlfriend's a pharmacist, and he was.
Where is she getting this off-brand stuff from? It's like,
I don't know.
People get a lot of stuff from China. I mean, that's what happened with Anderson.
Yeah,
Anderson got liquid Cialis from China, and it was tainted.
Yeah, wow.
This happens. I know for a fact it happens. I mean, everyone knows for a fact it happens. The supplement industry has a giant issue with the people that mix the stuff. Like, if you have a vat. And you're mixing up whatever creatine or something like that. And right before, I mean, if this is done in some country or some place that doesn't have excellent standards, it's not scrupulous, you could have been scooping up steroids in the batch before that, and you just throw the creatine in it, and some of it gets contaminated.
Yeah.
They don't clean it.
Yeah, and that's pretty much I'll get to that. But
okay, so you take this off-brand Cialis.
Yeah, the guy's like, you ever do like Cialis Viagra's and all that stuff? And I'm like, yeah, I've had male enhancement pills before. And he's like, oh, I got Cialis. And I'm like, oh, this is great. So I ended up taking one of the Cialis pills, and I thought everything was fine and dandy. I had no clue that I was now having something else in me that was illegal. I took the Cialis pill on June the 14th, June 16th. USADA came over to my house 6 o'clock in the morning. Hey, what's up, guys? Got coffee going, offering everybody water bottles. Super nice, hospitable. Come in. Laughing and joking with them. I had no clue that test was going to be the test that derailed my life. And, you know, right before UFC 200, my manager, Monkey, calls me over to his hotel room, and he's like, hey, I want to talk to you, man. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, hey, you're not going to be fighting. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know, you didn't pass your drug test. And the level of hurt and confusion, and I literally had an anxiety attack, and I had never had one of those before.
What does that feel like?
I felt like the whole room just came in on me. Like, the whole room came down on me, and I was just, I couldn't breathe. I remember opening up his hotel window, looking for a balcony so I could just breathe and realize that I'm, like, not trapped. And I instantly started thinking about the weight of the, I had the weight of the world literally on my back. I knew that I knew that I wasn't going to be fighting a few hours before everyone else knew, the public knew, and I was just, I could already start hearing everything. Even my own coaches were looking at me like, just their hearts were on the floor. Like, I had done so much to get back to fighting at UFC 200, like getting my life in order, getting the people around me in order, getting my health, my mind, you know, just being in order to beat DC. And like, literally right now, I've done so much of the right things to be back in a good position. And right now, you know, people look at me as if I still don't have my shit together. But the only thing that I did was I took a pill that I thought was going to give me a boner. And it literally, it's caused me a lot of heartache and a lot of disappointment and a lot of, you know, just threw me back.
Did you think
year.
In any way, shape, or form when someone gives you this pill and you don't know where it came from, you don't know what, did you think, man, I don't know what's in this?
No, I didn't think of it because I have been dealing with the athletic commission. I've been in the UFC for a long time. And I've taken little gas station dick pills before, like, you know, like, and I've never failed the drug test, ever.
Right, and but did you ever think that you might have got lucky?
No, I didn't think I got lucky. I thought that you fail drug tests when you're doing sketchy.
Right, but didn't you think there might be some sketchy Chinese gas station rhino dick pill?
I what do you know about the rhinos?
My friend Brian called it. He was on the podcast. He said, you know, John likes to party. I bet he took one of them dick pills.
No, that's funny.
He called it.
Yeah. Well, he was on. I've taken them several times before, and with the Nevada State Athletic Commission, I always pass my drug tests, and I know that I would never do anything to cheat the sport. I have a lot of pride in my work ethic, and knowing that, dude, I've been skinny my whole career, whooping people's ass. I'm not a knockout artist. I win because I'm smart. And, you know, I work hard.
Yeah, but you do blow. You had cocaine in your system. You smoke a little weed, which is cool. But, you know, John Jones, you're a bit of a turd, man. And the bottom line is, you know, if you need to take a Cialis pill at the age of like 30 and you're at the top of your game as far as athletics are concerned, maybe you got some serious, serious, serious health issues you need to deal with. Anyway, the bottom line is John Jones will not be fighting for a while. When he does again, he will be, how can I put this, less than he was. Because you don't get better with time if you're an MMA fighter. You just don't do that. I mean, he has gotten better. He has gotten better. I mean, you know, but not better as far as an all-around performer is concerned because Father Time takes its toll. Father Time and the fact that inactivity is going to be one of John Jones' biggest headaches. The fact that he can't get it back together and be consistent, shame on you, John Jones. Of course, you had the world by the absolute cojones, and you had to say, and you're trying to blame it on a Cialis pill. In between you and I, is there a person that's listening to this show right now that would take a gas station dick pill? Anybody? Come on, that's what he called it, a gas station dick pill. Is there anybody in this world who would take a pill like that that we don't know where it's from, we don't know the origin? It could have been some Chinese, who knows what it is. You know what I mean? It could be poison. Of course, you remember Prince took that, what he thought, I think, was Xanax, turned out to be fentanyl, which is like a heroin type of thing. So he thought he was chilling, and he wasn't chilling. He was dying. Why? Because somebody sold him some fake counterfeit-looking drugs, thought one was one thing when it was another. So you should know what you're taking. And as far as taking gas station dick drugs are concerned, dick pills, John Jones is the biggest idiot in the world of mixed martial arts. Pound for pound, he is the biggest clown in the world of mixed martial arts, bar none. I mean, think about that. If that's your excuse for failing drug tests and, you know, being at the pinnacle of the game, ready to challenge Danny Cormier and get things settled as far as who was the world light heavyweight champion was concerned. Of course, Cormier was going to fight Rumble Johnson. That fight's off. That's why this Max Holloway and Anthony Pettis featherweight title bout has sort of stepped in there as the main event because Cormier said he was injured, but, you know, Cormier just doesn't turn cranks. There'll be a rematch with Rumble Johnson anyway. He beat him the first time. But Cormier doesn't turn cranks. What I mean by that is he's no pay-per-view attraction. There's nothing attractive to wanting to fight watch Daniel Cormier fight. When he was a small heavyweight, fighting heavyweights, you know, he was throwing that Strikeforce Super Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight title down there in San Jose, California on Showtime. I thought that was really cool. I mean, because he was a light heavyweight fighting in heavyweight. So that, you know, that led a little intrigue to it. And of course, he was beating the bigger guys. But now he's back at what should be his natural weight, 205, and he was exposed to an extent by Anderson Silva, 39, 45, 90-year-old Anderson Silva about 3 months ago, I think it was in July, when he was kicked in the ribs and almost got knocked out. Silva, there was blood in the water, but Anderson Silva being so old, so slow, and taking that fight on like 10 minutes notice, that's what happened. He showed up at the weigh-in, and they said, we need somebody to step in and fight Daniel Cormier right now. And guess what? Anderson Silva said so. So Silva, of course, the company guy, always been the company guy, but testing positive for Flintstone vitamins, not once, I think, but twice. And of course, having not been knocked out by Chris Weidman, losing the middleweight championship and coming back, and of course, losing again to Weidman when Weidman broke his leg, and then testing positive for Flintstone vitamins, steroids afterwards. That sort of tarnished the image of the great one. I'm talking about the Anderson Silva, the great spider. Of course, when you test positive for steroids once, you always got to look back and say, well, when did he do them before? Looking at some of the upcoming fights in 2017, they should have this fight in Asia. It should be in the Orient. Of course, they're not going to do this. UFC Fight Night. I like this guy. They call him the Korean Zombie, Chan Sung Jung, the Korean Zombie. And I kid you not, the reason why they call him the Korean Zombie is he's a Korean zombie. Is that you hit him in the face, he looks like something out of like Poltergeist or some horror movie where he just doesn't seem phased and this kind of stuff. I mean, he's been beaten before. He's not an undefeated fighter or anything like that, but he's very entertaining. The Korean Zombie coming to UFC, right on, right on, right on. How about Paige VanZant? Looking as fine as it is, December the 17th, of course, pound for pound, the 150-pound? She's 150-pound. Of course, the champion at 115 is Joanna Jay, but Paige VanZant is probably the best-looking fighter as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned, female side. No doubt about that. She's going to the Golden One Center, Sacramento, California. That's a new arena up there the Kings are playing in, December the 17th. That'll be on Fox Sports 1. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 32-plus years now.
Talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
Well, one can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark,
two
yeah.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just us two.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, I talked about Paige VanZant leading that card up there in Sacramento, California, of course, to the USC on Fox 22. That's on the big network, Fox, the big network. USC on Fox last week, pretty rocking. Anyway, the bottom line is December the 17th from Sacramento, California. On the same card, the California Kid, the former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, Uriah Faber, the California Kid, taking on Brad Pickett. Supposedly, this is the retirement, the swan song for Uriah Faber. Of course, loser of his last two of his last three, but he's lost by decision. And, you know, when I look at the career of the great Uriah Faber, yes, he was a great fighter, probably the greatest fighter, the most popular fighter ever, never to win a UFC belt. I mean, that's what he was. He's got 43 total fights, 33 wins, 7 wins by knockout, 19 by submission, 6 by decision. He won 1 by DQ, lost 10 fights. 3 of the fights he lost were by KO, 7 were by decision, never been submitted. That's a pretty good wrestler, man, no doubt about that. But he wants to take on Brad Pickett in his last fight in his hometown, December the 17th, UFC live on Fox, the big network, Fox 22. I sort of feel bad about this because I really wanted him to go off as champion. I really did. This is a guy that brings it all to the dance. When the world of mixed martial arts was illegal, he had a gym in Sacramento, California that he put together. When MMA was like not kosher and it wasn't cool, guess what? He was there. My man, Uriah Faber, was there. So I wish the California Kid the very best of luck December 17th in a swan song when he takes on Brad Pickett on UFC on Fox 22. That was his retirement fight. God bless the great Uriah Faber. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let me remind you that No Holds Barred airs at 5 p.m. Pacific on each and every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, our pro wrestling, which will feature Rick Steiner, not Scott Steiner, the Steiner brothers. Steiner brothers, not the brothers, Rick Steiner. Scott brothers. Scott Steiner was a bit of a turd, the steroid freak. We'll talk about his brother in depth today on the No Holds Barred show. Hour number one. Hour number two, we go to the world of mixed martial arts with a man, Zach Attack Young. So until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most important, don't forget, this is sportsbyline.com.